they're kind of a baby-making factory. They're on three, and they're planning on five, I think. So I don't know if that's important or not, but I asked Sid, freshman, I asked Sid what his favorite color is, and he said blue. And I said, what shade? And he said lime green. So he's a bit of a confused soul. But, he's going to say a whole lot more about himself. But we're glad that Sid's here. Please give him a hand as he comes up.
It's good to be here. Can you hear me? Is that good? All right. It's good to be here. It's been a long time since I've been here at UCA for more than about 10-minute kind of drive-by. I grew up here. I did. I remember UCA. I remember this church when everything was orange. Does anybody remember when it was orange? There's a few people who remember the orange. Okay. Let me just show you how old I really am. We moved here. My dad was a teacher, and we moved here when I was 4.5 years old. And I remember when this side of the church was the girl's side, and this side was the boy's side. Just to give you an idea, that's right, get over, man. That's what I'm talking about. And none the twain should meet, okay? Okay, got to improve here. I'm really, really old. And there we go. Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But anyway, and I remember specifically the really cool girls would sit way over here. And the really cool guys would sit way over here. And they would stare at each other across while the speaker was speaking. But then you know those couples that they didn't, I don't know, that, you know, dating to them is just like all five senses sport, you know, and they just kind of, you know, they start drooling on each other, you know, and those couples used to sit right there, just mooning at each other across the aisle. You can almost, you know, to like, you know, wet mop the floor before you step through. It was pretty gross, and they just sit there, you know, just, I'm missing you, you know, the half hour until lunch, you know. And, oh, but yeah, things have changed a lot here. And I went through grade school, and the grade school wasn't always back behind the church here. It used to be right where the office of the gym is. And the gym was actually moved forward to about where the music building was, and there was a little school back there. And in the wintertime, we used to take our wet socks after we go sledding and put them on the radiator, and the whole thing would smell like a wet sock. And it was not real good. It was a good thing we got a new little school. Anyway, let's pray before we begin. Dear God, I want to thank you for your blessings, Lord, for being with us, for reaching out to us. This week, Lord, we want to experience you to know how far-reaching you have gone for us. And how you are right close to us even today. Please help us to open up our arms to you, to reach out to you, and to sense how close you are now and in your second coming. Please help us to live our lives for you, I pray. Amen. Life growing up here was pretty good. And I have no regrets. Of course, it was all I knew. My dad said when he first moved to UCA, he thought, what kind of a hole have I moved to? It's just dust everywhere, you know. But I never knew any different. And this was home. And this was the best. And this is all I ever wanted. Well, there was a day when I went to go visit my great-grandmother on her birthday. And as was our tradition, we would pack up, load up into our van that we had. We used to live up in the house where Mr. Mann, you know where Mr. Mann lives? I don't know, top of the hill, across from the boys' dorm, about one house in. And there's three big trees in the front yard, and we loaded up into the van. And I have two younger brother and sister. And I'm the oldest by about 4.5 years. I don't know, who's the oldest here? Yeah? Okay, how many of you have annoying brothers and sisters? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Some of them are here. I know. Okay, that's not nice. Okay, anyway. But I was 4.5 years older than my nearest sibling, my sister, and then my brother was about 1.5 years younger than her. And so for me, like, you know, I'm like 8 or 9, and they're like 4 or 5. You know, and that's really annoying. I mean, my brother, he used to actually come up to me and he'd jump to reach the top of my head and he'd smack me in the back of the head and he's like, "I slam dunked on you." And I'm like, "Get out of here before I pound you." And you know, it's just really annoying. And what I think is important and cool is not what they think is important and cool. And they look up to you in weird ways, like smacking you in the head. And so we're in the van. And we had this back seat that laid down into a bed, and so we would hang out on the there, and we'd crawl around, and we'd play games, and we'd, you know, on this long trip, and we were going to my great grandmother's birthday, as I was saying before, which is right near Portland in Vancouver, Washington area, and as we're driving there, we go, you know, straight down towards Ritzville, straight down through Tri-Cities, through Umatilla, which is where I live now. About 5 miles from Umatilla, and then straight on to Portland. Now, we did this trip a lot because my dad got into windsurfing, and we had other friends, and so we used to go down to Hood River and go windsurfing a lot. So it's a well-traveled road. Well, we get in the van, and we're traveling. And time is going on, and my brother and sister, they're not too bad for the first hour or two, but after a while, this is a bit much. And I've just about had it up to here. I mean, I consider myself a fairly patient person, but really, honestly, just leave me alone. So I get in this sleeping bag, and I get all the way in the bottom so no one can touch me because they keep smacking me and touching me. I'm like, leave me alone. And I get on the floor in the van. In the bottom of this sleeping bag, and I'm down in the floor, on the floor, and I'm just laying there, just leave me alone. And finally, after a while, I fall asleep. Well, after a while, I wake up, and the van's not moving. So I come out of my little cave, and I peer out the window. We're in Umatilla. At a gas station that we always stopped at. It was a very familiar gas station. I know this gas station. And so I'm like, okay, I know this gas station. And do you know what? It's a bathroom stop. And if you don't stop now, there won't be no stopping after this. My dad was the train driver, you know, man. He got on going. He went. And he would say, you know, "I got to go to the bathroom. Here's a string. Tie a knot." You know, and it's like, wasn't good, you know. You're like, "That's not going to work. Here's a bottle. Fill it up," you know? And so I was like, you know what? Whether I got to go or not, I better get out. So I get out of the car, and I go into the gas station. And this is one of those interesting gas stations where the bathroom is not actually in the store. You actually go through the store, and then the bathroom, like, "Oh, we need a bathroom. Let's build it out back," you know? And so it's like you go out the back door, and you're back outside again, and then there's like a bathroom, and like, you know, there's a door. It's like a modern outhouse behind the gas station. Anyway, okay. So I go walking through the gas station, and I'm looking around. There's my mom. There's my brother and sister. Oh, don't find me. And I look at my dad, and he kind of looks over my way, and I think he sees me, and I walk out the back door, and I find the bathroom, and I'm sitting there. Now, I don't know about you, but I kind of take my sweet, easy time when I'm on the when I'm in the toilet, okay? Probably more than you need to know, but anyway, I'm in there, and I'm, you know, taking my time, and you know, reading the newspaper things they stick on the wall, you know. Cigarette lighter radio. Oh, yeah. Cup warmer to keep that cup. Okay, you know, I'm reading all this stuff that truckers buy. I don't know, you know. Man, I cater to truckers. I'm reading all this stuff. I get bored with that. Look over the toilet paper. I'm like, brrr, brrr, you know. roll it back on, brrr, you know, it's good fun. I'm really in practice with the roll it on right now because I've got like a 3-year-old and that's his favorite thing to do, brrr, you know. He came down the stairs the other day, look, mommy, brrr, you know, he's just pulling this big long, you know, out the bathroom, round down the stairs, you know. I'm like, oh, you know. I mean, it's terrible when you're like in a hurry and you go into the bathroom and all you see is just wad of toilet paper stuffed in behind the roll, you know, and you're like, you know, it's like pulling cotton balls, you know. Get stuck when it's not in one linear line, you know, it's not good. So it's real pain. All right, more than you needed to know again. Okay, anyway, so I'm taking my sweet easy time. That was the point, sweet easy time. And finally I'm like, you know what, it's probably been long enough. And so I, you know, get out of the bathroom. Go back through the gas station, no one's there. Of course, they're waiting for me. That's what parents do, right? It's my life, my time. You can wait for me. And I walk out the front door. As the van is pulling away from the gas station without me. Now, panic strikes. And I begin running furiously, waving my arms, and running into the cold night. It's kind of one of those foggy nights, and I'm running down the road, waving my hands, saying, please come back! And as I get to the top of the little overpass, I'm waving my hands, and the car goes down through the town and goes around the bend of the corner. It's gone. Oh, God! Now, I grew up going to Sabbath school, being taught things at home. But for the first time, I pray, God, if you bring my parents back, I will do anything. And I was just frantic. I mean, I started going through scenarios in my head. All I could see was my face on a milk carton, you know? And thinking, okay, you know, I know the road this way. If I go straight back that way, I think I could walk to UCA. No, that probably wouldn't work, you know? And I was trying to figure out, how can I get home? Where do I go now? And my relationship with God up to that point had just been, you know, I know He's there. I know He cares for me, blah, blah, blah. Yes, that's wonderful. But now all of a sudden it was frantic. And all of a sudden my relationship was, I need you now. Well, the lady in the store, she kind of calmed me down. She said, they'll probably come back. And she's like, I tell you what, if they don't come back in 10 minutes, I'll try to go after them. Like, you know, they got a 10-minute head start. Like, that's going to work. But anyway, I don't know, that was her reasoning. And so I'm like, okay, and I'm sitting there just kind of jittery, you know. And I remember being cold, and I was outside in a T-shirt and just didn't even feel the cold. And I was just frantic. And pretty soon, my parents did come back. And they picked me up. And my life was not over. But sometimes it feels like that. We go through things, and our life is just about over. And do you know what? I want to tell you something. God is right there at those moments. But He wants so much more. He wants you to have so much more. This week we're going to talk about drawing close to God as He draws close to us. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, famous text, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to bring you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. God says, search me out. I want to know you, not just in the frantic times, but I want to get to know you personally. And I want to be your friend. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for your blessings, for being with us. For being with us in all our stages of life. especially the frantic ones, when we reach out to you purely in fear. Please draw close to us, but show us so much more. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Please bless and protect us this week and as we travel to Mayodan tomorrow. May you keep us safe. May we have a good time. Amen.